Hello, fellow travelers, and welcome to the Traversing the Stars podcast. How are my loyal listeners? Thank you for your continued support. And as always, smash that subscribe button, everybody. We have an amazing show for you all because Boarding the Mothership are the patients of the Hawkins Laboratory in Stranger Things. This includes Hendrix Yancey, Chloe Adona, Bentley Williams, and Olivia Sembra. Now come join me as we go traversing the stars. Hello, Stranger Things group, to the Traversing the Stars podcast, everybody.
Hi.
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 So can you guys introduce yourselves from 19, 13, 15, 18 to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Chloe Adana, and I play number 9 in Stranger Things.
Hi, I'm Hendrix Yancey, and I play number 13 in Stranger Things.
Hi, I'm Bentley Williams, and I play number 15 in Stranger Things.
Hi, I'm Olivia Sembra, and I play 18 in Stranger Things.
All right, very cool. Welcome, everybody. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So for each of you, what made you want to become actors, and what do you love about acting? So let's go in order.
For me, I started acting through dance and theater, and I found a passion for acting, so I quit dance and theater and started a whole career with acting.
When I was little, I always loved, like, entertaining people, so, like, for the first, like, 3 years before I started acting, I was doing pageants, and I won Little Miss Arkansas and a couple other things that I don't remember, but then my mom found this person and she was like, you need to meet my sister. She's an acting agent. And she was like, okay. And she took one look at me and said, Hendrix. Well, she said, Timmy, get your child into acting or give me your child. And my mom said, she should have given her the child. And my mom was like, well, Hendrix, do you want to do it? Like, it's a big change and you'll have to be away from your brother for a while. I was like, yeah, it took me a while to think about it, but I chose to do it. And I started when I was 5, and now I'm turning 11 in 3 months.
Very cool.
So I started out as a pageant baby, same with Hendrix. And then I went into modeling because people said I was cute and that I should do it. And then that opened the door to auditions and commercials. And then my mom got me into acting classes. And then here I am, where I am today.
When I was younger, most likely 3, because I started acting when I was 4. I used to pretend I was different members of my family, even if it was animals, because we have a lot of dogs. But I used to pretend to be different things. And then one day, somebody asked me, do you want to be an actor? And I asked, what's an actor? And when they answered, I said, yeah. And so I became an actor.
That's very cool. It must be very cool for all of you that you guys already have these careers. There's adults who have gone probably 10, 20 years trying to get the careers that you guys already have. So how cool is it to become famous this early?
It's really exciting.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Amazing. I love all the fans. The things they create are amazing.
I just don't know how I did it. I just did. So I just am really happy that I did it.
So what do you guys love most about acting?
I love the fact that you can totally explore a whole new person and a whole new, like, alter ego, if you will. If you don't like life at the moment, you can escape into another world of whatever character you're playing. And I think that's really what drew me into acting.
I like acting because I like entertaining people and I like telling the story of other people. So, like, right now I'm filming something and I am playing Jan Brobrick, and I get to tell her story and what she had to go through as a child. And it's just, like, an honor to be able to tell the story that other people had actually had to, like, happen to them.
Very cool.
I love how I can portray someone that I'm not. So, like, for instance, let's say I'm a nerd. I can become a popular person, and I can, like, dig deep into the character and make the character come to life.
I like pretending to be somebody else I'm not, because if I'm somebody else, I can be, like, it makes me feel like I'm able to be someone that I couldn't in real life, because some parts like stuff I definitely could not do, but I like pretending I can do that. It makes me think, well, that's cool.
So how many of you have heard about Stranger Things before you were cast in the movie?
I definitely knew Stranger Things existed. I watched the first season with my dad when it first came out, like a couple years ago, and I've always been a fan of it.
Before I figured out that I had like an audition for it, I was like a super fan. I love Stranger Things so much, and I have watched every single season seven times, except for season four, because I haven't had enough time for that. But I was obsessed with Stranger Things. Like, you can ask all my friends. In third grade, I was in this like Stranger Things fan group type thing, and we would talk about the seasons of Stranger Things, but I definitely knew it existed. I love Stranger Things.
So I had heard of it, but at the time I was too scared for it. So I definitely knew that it was there, and I had not watched it. But then when I got the audition, I watched it to get the feel and the vibe of it, to know what it was about. And then after that audition, I watched all the seasons and everything, and I became a fan of it. So I was really happy when I got the job.
When I heard that I was going to audition for it, I did not know the thing. All I knew or remember is that I had to wear a pigtail to make me look like I had a very short hair, because they filmed at an angle which was making me look like I had very short hair. And I had no idea, because I thought it was a bit scarier because I did not know. But I thought it was scarier because of all like the blood and stuff. But now I just watch every episode that's in season four. Well, not every single episode, because every single episode has not come out yet.
So for those of you who have watched or had watched Stranger Things before they got the part, what did you guys know about it? How scary was it for you guys, and how surreal is it to then become a part of it?
I mean, I've always been a huge fan of Stranger Things, and when I got the audition, it didn't say it was for Stranger Things. I think it used a code name, but I knew exactly from the scene and what I was doing with my eyes. And I think we all had the same audition where we had to tie our hair back, and I knew that was that was for the casting directors to get a sense of us without hair. So it kind of automatically clicked that it was Stranger Things. And so getting the part and getting told by my agents that I booked it, it was so like I felt so accomplished in the moment, and I was really excited, but also really nervous to shave my head. So
so anyone who saw Stranger Things before they got the part want to talk about it?
So when I originally got the audition, I actually auditioned for Marty's part. And if you don't know who Marty is, Marty plays young Eleven, not Millie. She plays young Eleven. So like in the flashbacks, you'll see Marty, but with Millie's face on her. Anyway, so I originally auditioned for that part, but I'm extremely tall for my age. Not extremely, but pretty tall. I'm 5 foot and I'm turning 11 in 3 months, like I said. And they wanted somebody like smaller, and Marty's looks pretty similar to me with shaved heads. And so they booked her for that part. And then I found out I booked number 13. So I was super excited.
Very cool. So for Bentley and Olivia, how did you first find out about your auditions for your show? And what were you told about your characters prior to getting the parts?
So I was basically like, I had to pull my hair back and I was told that it was Stranger Things and I had to sign an NDA for it. And so like, I was told about my character that I would have like basically superpowers and that I would have to shave my head for it, which I was not nervous at all for. So I was super happy when I got the role and everything, because then I was a fan of it.
And you, Olivia?
Oh, I thought when I was got told it was Stranger Things, I didn't really know. So I watched a bit of season one to understand what Stranger Things was, because Stranger Things just makes me know that it's Stranger Things. But I kind of didn't know what it was. So when I started, I thought I was going to do it. I kind of when I was told I had to shave my head, it wasn't kind of scary as the fact that I had to shave my head. And then after I shaved my head, I would have to go out of school, but I would also have to stay there. And I would also have to be in a very big, and I had to stay there for most of the day. And one time I got back like 8 o'clock, I think. It was really late. So I usually stay up to 10 o'clock at my house. I usually get out of my house at like 5 o'clock for me to get back home. And for me staying somewhere out where, and I'm not staying over the night and going back home at 8 o'clock, was a very big difference for me, because I have never been away from my home that long, unless you mean that I was there. So I basically came back home, I ate a bit of dinner, and I went to bed. I didn't do anything, like anything.
Very cool. So when you all received your parts, what were you told about your characters? Were you told you guys have specific superpowers? And what else were you told about your characters?
So before going on set, I wasn't informed anything about my character other than I was playing number 9. But I would search up number 9 Stranger Things and I would find all these fan theories. And I found there was a 9 and a 9.5 and they had fire powers. And so I was anticipating my character having fire powers, but they were fan created. So I didn't really know until I got on set for the first day.
Oh, fire powers would have been really cool though.
Mm-hmm, it would have.
Go ahead, Hendrix.
So like Chloe, I don't think any of us were told very much about our characters except for what number we are. I'm number 13. And yeah, it's basically it. But a lot of us made up our own powers. And so mine are fire and ice. And I really so one of my favorite animes is Naruto. And I kind of copied off of that. Not Naruto, Todoroki from My Hero Academia. But yeah, so.
Very cool. Bentley?
So same with Hendrix and Chloe. I was not told really anything about my character except for the number I was. And then when we got on set, we were told that we all had telekinesis in some form. And then all the kids basically came up with their own power for fun. So I chose invisibility because I think that's a really cool power.
Very cool. And Olivia?
Mine's sort of like Bentley. I kind of didn't know what I was kind of doing. I was that only like my number, 18, and that I was the youngest because I'm 18. And that's pretty much all. And when we got on set, we were told we all had telekinesis power, like Bentley told. And we all did make up our own powers. My powers, I can't remember if it either was healing or bringing back dead.
I think
you're
bringing back the dead, Olivia.
Yeah, I think it was bringing back dead people.
Wow.
It's not like healing.
That's a great power to have, though. That's fantastic. So you all play patients in Hawkins National Laboratory. What was it like on set? Did being on set help you get into character? What's the best part of being on set?
Well, since I was a fan of Stranger Things for so long, I knew that there was a lab scene and a lab location, and I actually thought it was in an actual lab. And so when I arrived on set, I arrived to a warehouse, and I went inside, and I was like, this isn't a lab, what the heck? And I saw like all of these fake lab rooms that just led to another part of the warehouse, and it was really cool to see the behind the scenes for that. And inside the lab, especially on the bloody scenes, they put blood everywhere. Like on cushions, they destroyed the blocks, they destroyed the ground, and there was like broken glass and broken doors, and seeing everyone with blood, that really brought everything together. And it was so cool to watch them create.
That's awesome. Hendrix?
So like, just like Chloe said, I thought it was like a lab thing. And when I got there, I was like, wait, where's the lab? And just like Chloe, I was really confused. And then on the bloody scene, I was freaked out because I had to lay in a huge pile of blood. Ooh. And there's like a huge like hand mark on the wall of like my hand like sliding down. And like, I think I was like thrown into the wall or something. And we all had to lay like this in like different positions on the ground, and we couldn't breathe or blink for like 4 minutes. And it was crazy, but it was really fun.
That sounds awesome. Bentley?
So like, it was really weird because they had kept on like building more scenes for like the set. So it was really weird. And what helped me stay into character was like the lab was really like creepy and stuff. Especially with the fake blood, because it was really cold and stuff. And it was really funny because like we would all talk to each other, and then we would have to lay there for like 5 minutes not talking and trying not to breathe. So that was a really funny part about it, but it helped me stay into character a lot.
What helped me stay into character was that like how creepy it is. I mean, if I was in a hospital for all of my life, stuck, unable to do most of the stuff, then get killed. I mean, if I think about that, it makes me feel very sad. So I kind of acted like I was sad. When I think about it, it's very, very sad. And the thing was, I was laying on a bed, which is very comfortable. And they had to pour fake blood over the cushions. But they did it while I was on it to make it look like blood dripped out of me, because I think I got like hanging, I got thrown into the bed and like something happened to me. I don't remember. But It's kind of weird having a blood poured on a cushion while you're laying on a bed.
So of you four, who was most likely to break out a character during a scene?
Out of the cast that we knew?
Yeah.
I'd say Jeremiah. He plays number 14, I think, but he was like the goofball of the group. He was always telling your jokes, so
yeah. You agree 14 was the troublemaker of the group?
Yeah, but there's also Bentley and Olivia and Hendrix.
You're all troublemakers.
You blame me?
All day, so it was fun.
That is awesome. So you all also act with Matthew Modine, who's a fantastic, famous actor who played Dr. Brenner. What was he like to work with, and what did you learn from watching him about acting?
Working with Matthew Modine, it was a really cool experience. Like, just his presence in the room, it was really cool. And I would focus in on how he listened to the directors, and he was always very focused, and he really took all of their notes. And because I know Dr. Brenner, and that was the first time I met Matthew Modine. And so I saw the switch from both people, because they're two different people. Like, Matthew Modine is so sweet in real life. And so it was really amazing to see the two people come alive, or see Dr. Brenner come alive.
Matthew Modine was amazing. He's so nice. I was like terrified to talk to him at first because I thought he was going to be mean, thought he was going to like bully us. And I was like 9 at the time. So I thought, you're just like your characters. So I thought he was going to be mean and like scary. And then I finally had the courage to like walk up to him and talk to him. He was so nice. He's the nicest person ever. And so like, in makeup, we had to get blood poured down our eyes. And I bet y'all can all remember how bad that stung. Like the steam going into your eyes, it hurt bad. And so Matthew Modine would come in and he would scratch my hair just like this. And it felt so good. And it would distract me from all the steam going into my eyes. And it would like stop my eyes from tearing up and stuff because I was focused on something else. He was amazing. And he also taught me about like, so when I got the audition, well, before I got the audition, I put on a vision board that I wanted to work on Stranger Things with Millie Bobby Brown. And I put it on my vision board and I took a picture and it's labeled like January 21st, I think, 2020 or 2021, right before I got the audition and right before we all booked it. And it, like, 48 hours later, I found out I booked it, and it was crazy. But he taught me about like putting stuff out there and just like leaving it, and the universe will like bring whatever it wants to you. And if the universe wants it to come to you, it will make it come to you.
Nice too. You already hit your vision board. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Bentley.
So he was super sweet. He loves photography, and he loves coffee, too, and he's just super sweet. Like, I thought he was going to be mean at first, but, like, he turned out to be amazing, and he also loves coffee because he drank it almost every day on set.
I met Matthew Modine. He was at Crafty, and I was asking him a question. I can't remember what the question was. And when I asked the question, it turned into a conversation. So that's how I realized Matthew Modine is nothing like Dr. Brenner. Because I was very sucked into the conversation. I did not realize that while I was talking. So I realized Matthew Modine is super nice. And he's nothing like Dr. Brenner. And so I thought, okay. And then now when I think about it again, I realize, well, how do people pretend somebody else, but they're very much different, even more different than being in a lab stuck for your whole life. It's even more different than that.
Oh. Do you have a favorite moment with your characters that it was like the highlight of your time playing Stranger Things?
The scene where we all had to fight too in the training room, and Dr. Brenner drew the chalk circles on the ground. That was my favorite part for number 9. Because Jamie came around and put the tie, and we had to look really fierce, and it was our time to shine and show Dr. Brenner that we can do this. And of course, all of us failed. because he was really strong, but it was like our time to shine, and I thought that was a really fun part.
All right, go ahead, Hendrix.
Mine was when, I don't know if they used this, but it was my favorite take out of all of them. I really hope they used it. I haven't seen the scene yet. But so in the scene where Tristan, or number two, is getting like tortured, and he's getting like, he has a dog collar on, and he's like on the ground, and he's like having a seizure or something. Millie, number 11, the older one, looks at me and she holds my hand, and she looks at me, and we both just start tearing up. I was crying because Millie Bobby Brown just holding my hand. She was crying because she's an amazing actress. But that was my favorite. I really hoped they used, I hope they used that one, but I'm not sure. But I don't know. I really hope they did.
Very cool. Bentley?
The scene where Millie was slamming the door like around and around, trying to find where she was. So after like the door was slamming really loud and it was echoing, when they cut, she came in and tickled me and hugged me and told me I did a great job for staying in character because I could not flinch or anything. I had to stay in character. So she told me I did a really good job.
Very good. Olivia?
I have two scenes that were my favorite. My first favorite scene, when we're all in the room, like Dr. Brennan is drawing the chalk circles and we're all sitting on the wall. Instead of being in the actual scene where 11 fights 2, we were actually in a room, but this is before they shot the other scene. And we had to pretend a paper ball thrown across the room was 2. I don't know how that relates, but it kind of made me laugh.
That's cool.
The second one is when we were doing a scene. I remember in the rainbow room, Hendrix, you were there because you were right next to me at the table with the tops. I remember before they told us what to do, we did this. Well, at least I did this. And I'm not supposed to do that because it's just tops and you're not fighting a giant thing. So we changed it and now it looked like this. And it was a lot better.
Very cool. So obviously Stranger Things season 4 came out and is a massive hit. So how does it feel, all of you, to be famous suddenly? Has it changed how people are around you? What's it like?
Well, for me, my fan base has definitely grown. It's really exciting to watch the numbers go up every day and all of the fan pages and the edits and all of the love and support from all these fans that I don't even know in person. I haven't even met. It's like another level of love that I've never experienced before, and it's really cool. Like every morning I'll wake up to a fresh new set of DMs, and I can't reply to all of them, but I do read most of them, mostly all of them. And like, it just brightens my whole day and gets me ready for the whole day. So it's really amazing.
Very cool. Hendrix?
It's amazing to like have so many people. I just hit 60,300 followers on Instagram.
Whoa.
It's amazing. So if you follow me and you're watching this, thank you so much. I love you so much. And I'm doing a giveaway soon. So yeah. But it's just crazy to have 60,000 people following me. Mm. Like if you think about it, it's like crazy. I was at 24,000 when Stranger Things came out. It's amazing. And I have a ton of new friends at my school because like some people who are like in like totally different classes that didn't really know about me were like, she's cool, I think. And so I started hanging out with some new people, and it's just amazing to have so many friends and followers and this fan page. I love them all so much. And one of them actually just won my giveaway. So that's really cool.
So 60,000 fans, that's like a small city. You have a small city's worth of fans. Very cool.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Bentley, your turn.
So all these fans and everyone have helped me to gain a lot of self-confidence. And whenever I wake up, like, people always want me to, like, reply to them, or I have, like, 20 people, like, messaging me and everything. It's so super sweet, and a bunch of people want me to go live with them almost every day, like this basically, but it's a Zoom instead of a live.
Right.
They're kind of the same thing, and like, they're so sweet. Like, I don't know how they can be so sweet, but I just love them. They create the coolest edits and everything and drawings. It's amazing. Like, very, I don't cool. know how to keep up with everyone.
Very cool. Go ahead, Olivia.
Well, before Stranger Things season 4 came out, people were always asking me why I cut my hair. And I was like this, silent. I could not speak about it. So instead of lying, because I don't really like to lie, I did not speak at all. I just did this and waited them to walk away because they realized I'm not going to answer your question. Then afterwards, when I could actually tell them, they were like, why did you tell me before? I told them, that because it's kind of weird for me to tell them that I had to sign a giant paper that had my name on it and I had to send it, and if I broke that, it's kind of bad. So sometimes I would answer that, but sometimes I definitely wouldn't, and I just did the thing I would do before that, be silent.
Very good. So what's next for all of you?
Well, I'm going to start focusing more on my singing and songwriting career. And I do have a single coming out later this year. And next year, April 2023, my next project that I have worked on is coming out, and it is called Renfield. So,
congratulations. Really excited. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Hendrix.
Up next for me is, right now I am filming something. I'm not allowed to say very much about it, but it comes out soon. That's the only thing I'm allowed to say. And I play Jan Broberg, and it's just amazing to tell the story of her, like I said. And I also want to write a song with McKenna Grace. She plays older me in the movie that I'm filming. She plays older Jan Broberg, but older me, because I'm playing younger, and she's amazing. I love her so much. She's the sweetest, kindest, best person ever. She's like my best friend. She's also like an older sister to me, but I want to start like writing songs and stuff like Chloe.
Very cool. Congratulations as well.
Thank you.
No problem. Go ahead, Bentley.
So for me, I don't really know. I'm still auditioning for things, trying to book more things, but I actually do this Christian thing. It's on YouTube, and it's called Wanda Clubhouse. I play Peyton on it, so I'll probably be filming that soon, and yeah.
Very cool.
I book some more things.
Good. I hope you do some great stuff.
Thank you.
I don't really know. I have fourth grade, and I realize how much stuff we're learning in fourth grade. I realize it's a lot more than I expected, because I realize fourth grade is like a bridge connecting third grade and fifth grade, which is a very long bridge, because third grade and fifth grade have a long bridge between it, which is probably fourth grade. So you're kind of learning a bit of third grade and learning a lot more of fifth grade. I also kind of think, well, I kind of don't know, actually. I don't really know.
Well, I'm sure whatever you do next will be fantastic. So Stranger Things group, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you, Chloe. Thank you, Hendrick. Thank you, Bentley. Thank you, Olivia. Yours are all fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a fantastic night, everybody.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for all the fan edits, everyone.
Yes.
They were amazing. The things you create are just so cool. Like, I don't know how y'all come up with everything, but it's just so creative.
Yeah, what Benny said.
Keep it strange.
And I'm going to say exactly what Bentley said, except keep it strange-er. The difference. Say that.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do a count of three that everyone say keep it strange, and then we'll head out, okay? So okay. I'll go one, two, three, then do it, all right? One.
Okay.
Two, three.
Keep it strange-er.